Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved. Cast out demons and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of men's souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com.
How you been since last time, my friend?
Well, since last time I buried my last aunt.
Wow.
And so that wasn't so much fun.
No.
She had a smile on her face in the coffin, so I suppose she had fun, but the rest of us didn't think it was so much fun.
Well, you know, in retrospect, God sent you on a mission there, and I believe that resulted in her salvation. Is that true?
Well, I believe she came to the Lord a long time ago, and through various circumstances, and when I went to see her, she was still for the Lord. She's a mother in the church and a very Proverbs 31 woman.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
She was a school teacher and a wife and a mother and a Sunday school teacher and a lot of other things. And she was ready to go. She was ready to go before the diagnosis came. And she let us know she was ready to go.
Well, you know what? She just got promotion.
Yeah.
And if she's got a smile on her face, that's the kind of look you want to have on your face when you go into eternity. That means she...
Yep.
She probably saw the angel of the Lord coming for her. And heaven
yes,
opening
I
up.
Yes, I rather thought she did. We asked her if she knew about her disease state. She said yes. She was asked if she knew that she was dying. She said yes. She was asked if she was scared. She said no. She said she was asked if she was waiting to go see everybody, that the other family members on the other side. She said yes.
Wow. If it
and in 89, if you can respond that way, I guess you're okay.
Amen. I'm hoping for 100, and then I want to smile and say my goodbyes. I got to hang around for a few more years for the sake of these boys, but then I'm going to smile one day, too. It'll be time to go.
You're going to smile, too. It's time to leave here.
Amen.
Well, you know, it's a good thing that you don't have to stay forever. Even Methuselah finally left.
That's true. That's true.
You don't have to stay forever. But the funeral was... I want to thank everybody in the body of Christ that prayed for us, for me and for my family. It was a nice funeral. It was touching. A lot of people were in the family that were part of the actual funeral service. And it made a difference. We celebrated her, but we acknowledged how much we loved her. And how much we're dearly going to miss her. And that she was just downright irreplaceable. So, after all the tears were dried and the body was lowered into the ground, we just, you know, that's the end of that. So, you go on. But, she's really going to be missed. There's
Absolutely.
Just no other way to say it.
The good news is you're going to see her again.
And, yes, saying.
That's not just speaking words to be speaking. That's actually the truth. That's why we want to serve Jesus, because those who have died and went home to be with him, we'll be reunited with him again. So that's something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing my granny again. Well, we occupy until that time comes. The Lord takes us home or he comes back, and we're excited to be occupying tonight. We got the next hour with Dr. Sabrina Sessions. Dr. Sabrina, you want to open us up in prayer?
As a matter of fact, I do. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to thank you for an opportunity to live for you while we're here on the earth. So many people are going to discover at the end of their lives that they haven't done anything for you, that their lives have been wasted on other things or spent on other things that weren't necessarily productive. But Lord, we have the privilege and the opportunity to serve you in the land of the living. And we thank you and we give you praise.
Thank
for
you
that,
for using
Father.
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Keep going. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. That was the last hour. Where did that come from? And Father, we just thank you for all of our loved ones that have preceded us, Father. They gave us a good example of how to live the Christian life, how to walk in love and forgiveness. And Lord, we just want to thank you for that, because those positive examples that they left come up in our spirits and remind us when times are trying or tempting, what we ought to do and what position we ought to hold. So we want to thank you for all of those who have gone before us, all of those who've helped us to see and to understand and to perceive the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our generation and our lives. So we want to thank you, because the word tells us, you know, our lives are just a vapor. And so we want to do something with our puff, so to speak. We want it to be something that when we come before your throne, that we are not ashamed, that we are glad that we served you, regardless to what it took, regardless to the suffering or the trial or the difficulties and the joy. We want to be proud that we actually served you in the land of the living. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over Satan, a strong man, his evil angel, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ, and we come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. And we bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks and return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling for them to them for eternity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents and place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the transference of evil spirits and every devil that has come to do wickedness. We bind you and we cancel your assignment. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. And Father, we ask tonight for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and a mind to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. And Father, we receive what you have to say in Jesus' name. We surround Omega Man and his family and his ministry with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst, with the warring, linking angels and praising angels, and we thank you for your divine provision for us all, Father. We offer this broadcast before you, Lord, as an offering, Lord. We want to thank you for the opportunity, and we ask that you use us and everything that is said here tonight to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Miracle Outreach Ministries is a wonderful place to be. Amen, because it's always a good day in the kingdom of God. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we have participants from at least 30 countries on the globe so far. And we also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. And our local congregation and the internet church meet together on Sunday, and we celebrate the Lord. Amen. And we go into the Word. and we are so happy for that opportunity. We baptize in the local church during the warm summer months, and we ask that when we are on the air live on Wednesdays and Fridays, that you contact us in our chat room and let us know that you would like to be baptized. Amen. So we just thank the Lord for his goodness. Our founder, Dr. Pat Holliday, has already gone home to be with the Lord. And she's having a great time dancing around the throne of God. And we're still here working in the harvest field. Amen. But it's a good day, and it's a good thing in the kingdom of God. Amen, amen. And tonight, oh, I didn't tell you about the website. Well, we have a website. Did you know? We have a website. And our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. We have some beautiful things on our website. All of our broadcasts are listed there under our archive sermons. We have the we have a Bible that you can listen to. We have a Global Prayer Warriors prayer room where you can sign in and list your prayer requests along with the scriptures that you're standing on, and the saints will come in agreement for the answer and solution that the Lord has for you to come to pass. You can become a member of Miracle Internet Church. You can become a member of the Global Prayer Warriors. And it's a wonderful website. It's got a lot of information. It has Dr. Pat's old newsletters, sermons everywhere, all over the site. And we invite you to enjoy it. Amen. It's a gift to the body of Christ from the Lord. It's a legacy of his love. And so tonight, the Lord has this interesting word for us. And it's about vigilance today. It's a very interesting word that he has. And so let's get started, shall we? Vigilance is a purposeful watch, usually during a time when others sleep. You know, there are people back in what we like to call Bible days, that are still continuing, by the way, that watched out for the town or the area while everyone else slept. We usually pass that responsibility on to our police departments. But you have to purposely pay attention. You have to overcome the desire to sleep. You have to be alert. You have to be awake. And you have to be ready to act. And the Lord is calling us to that kind of attention tonight. Vigilance is a continual state of watchfulness. It's keeping awake and alert in order to look after, to protect, or to guard. It requires very close observation for a time in order to discover undisclosed activity. It also means to keep informed concerning the specifics of a matter. In 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 8, we are commanded by the Lord to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom we are to resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. So the Lord is saying you can't afford to nod off. You've got to stay awake and you've got to pay attention. You've got to be ready to act because the devil is busy. He knows that he doesn't have but a short time left, and he's going about looking for someone that he can devour. But you don't have to be his lunch. Amen. It's up to you. So, you see, saints, the Lord God himself is calling us to pay more attention to the rising persecution of the body of Christ, and also to the deterioration of biblical beliefs in our world. If you noticed, or if you had an opportunity to pay attention, you'll notice that there are certain things that, say, 40 years ago were standard, they're being deteriorated now. These standards have kept us in place so that the Lord could continue to bless us for some time. But in the present environment, these very things are beginning to be eroded away. And so it's up to the body of Christ. It's up to the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. We're not doing away with this. We're not doing away with that. You know, just like the groups that are standing up saying our Second Amendment rights, saying we have the right to bear weapons. We're not doing away with that because that's what you want to do. We're not in agreement with that. We're not going along with it. So, and in the same manner, the body of Christ has to stand up for what the Bible actually does teach. You know, we're called to occupy until he comes back. Not just to hang out, but to occupy. Occupying is a military term. It means that we take dominion in a place. It means that we don't allow the enemy to get away with anything. It means that we're forever on our post. So, remember back in the days in the Bible when they were rebuilding the wall, they had a sword in their hand along with their work tool for rebuilding. Well, it's like that with us. We're building up things in the kingdom of God that have been torn down, but we have to keep our sword ready for the enemy because he's always trying to be stealth with us, and he's always trying to get us at a place of disadvantage. In many nations around the world, believers are threatened with the loss of life, including in the United States of America. That's right. Even here, believers are being threatened. They're being threatened with large corporations. They're being threatened with municipalities. They're being threatened with military equipped police forces. Believers are being threatened. We're being threatened by even just idle people that show up to churches and shoot everybody in the church. We've had many of those. We were used to them bombing our churches and blowing up our churches. Even the Jewish people, you know, they receive much of that. But you know, now they just walk into your church building and kill you because they feel like doing it. And so as these evils creep upon us, many of us will be caught off guard when the opposition moves in to close in on us. You know, because that's their plan. Their plan is to rule the world. That's what they think they're going to do. And they know they can't do that as long as we're active and alert and vigilant as the Lord is calling us to be. Why? Because we will call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord our God will save us. He will move on our behalf when we act like the body of Christ, when we obey him, when we turn from our wicked ways. Yes, he promises to do so, and he will keep his word because he cannot lie. So the idea is to keep us in sin so that we won't be in a position to call on the Lord. Well, we're not going to do that, and we're not going to come into agreement with the tactics and the agendas of the enemy either. You see, we cannot afford to go back to sleep. It's too close to the end. We must remain alert. In Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. And the Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. I will agree with that. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. The light comes and shines on those wicked things and shows them to be just what they are. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, looking all around in every direction continually, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You see, they're trying to do something in Arizona, but of course, the government doesn't want to help them out the way they should. They don't want to give them any protection. Well, what protection will they find? Well, if they're believers, they can go into the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. So we have to stand against wrong. We can't come into agreement with it. We can't compromise with it. We have to call it what it is. These are evil days. We have evil persons leading prominent institutions, including governments and churches. Evil persons are everywhere. They're not all in California or all in New York. Evil persons are worldwide. Wicked persons follow the influence of evil persons, aided by the role of seducing demons. That's right. Saints, be very wary of listening to the mainstream media unaided by the Holy Spirit. Now, they're seducing devils. That's what they do. That's their assignment. Their assignment is to so influence us and to so bind our minds that we're just willy-nilly follow whatever they tell us to do all the time without giving it any thought and without presenting it before the Lord and saying, Lord, this is what they're saying. What do you have to say? Why do we have to do that? Because the saints of God, the people of God, are led by the Spirit of God. We're not led by the mainstream media. We're not led by other people's opinion. We're not even to be led by our own opinion. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit. So if we're not being led by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, who are we following? Maybe we should ask ourselves that. Who are we following? Who are we giving ear to? Who are we allowing to influence us? And are they telling us the truth? You know, we found out in the last set of elections that a lot of information was going left and right, but everybody was not telling the truth. Some people were being quite deceitful. And of course, they're influenced by demons. That is right. That's how that comes to pass. So, many have grown up with the mainstream media and the major networks and the cable news networks, but are they truthful? See, it's one thing to hear information. It's one thing to hear parts of the facts, but are they telling the truth? That's what we need to know. And in Mark chapter 4, verse 24, he said unto them, Jesus speaking, take heed. That means pay close attention what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be meted to you again. And unto you that hear shall more be given. You got to pay attention to what's coming in. You know, they're not being overt about every single thing. No, they're draping it in whatever they wish to drape it in. Quite a bit of it has come draped in fear and trauma. They're telling you, oh, this many people died of COVID and this many people, but they aren't telling you how many people got up and went home and they're fine. They're not telling you how many people recovered. See, that's called lying by omission. You're not telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth by the Spirit of truth. You're telling part of the story. That's not really truth. Truth lays it all out. Look at how the Lord wrote the scriptures. He told you all about what David did, the great things and the awful things and all the things in between. That's how truth is laid out. It doesn't hide anything or shade anything or make excuses for anything. But that's not what we get when we get news. You have to be very select and very careful about where you receive your news sources. You see, now folks over observe YouTube. Yeah, they do. But is every clip that's on there the truth? You have to think about it. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. I learned this scripture a long time ago. Buy the truth, not by whatever they say, buy the truth and sell it not. Don't let it go out of your possession. Don't give it to anyone else for any price and say, oh, I don't need that truth anymore. And also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So the Lord is saying, pay the price for truth, pay the price for wisdom, pay the price for instruction, and pay the price for understanding. And don't get rid of them. You're going to need them. Amen? So in other words, we must go to whatever lengths are necessary to obtain truth. We can't just have partial truth. We have to have the whole thing, you see. Not lies, not deception, not opinion, not conjecture, not data, not technologically altered, but truth. Just as the Bible says, all efforts to obtain truth should be open for everyone to know about. That's right, because everybody really does need truth. Everyone is not open to receive it, but everyone still needs it. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, that doesn't mean just one time. No, it's progressive, and it's ongoing. It's continual. You'll know the truth will make you free, you'll get some more truth, and you'll get some more freedom. You'll know the truth will make you free. You'll get some more truth and you'll get some more freedom. And you keep growing in it. And you keep going and you keep being promoted in it. It's important. It's important not only for Christian living, but for everyday living for people that are not Christians. Truth is essential for living. It is. Especially if you desire to live well. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, the word says, fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Nobody's going to get to keep all these secrets forever. Remember all that information that came out about Hillary Clinton? And that prior election, well, they thought all of those things were secret and that they would never be revealed. Well, guess what? They were. People were praying. I was one of them. These very scriptures that everything we needed to know would come to the forefront. Well, look at what happened. So, saints, we need to be armed with the truth. In fact, that's part of our armor as Christians, that our loins are girded about with truth. our sensitive areas are girded up, strengthened, pulled together with truth. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. Mark chapter 4, verse 22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. They're not going to be able to keep secrets, and neither can anyone, because the Lord is promising us here that it's all going to come open. No matter what has been done, it's not going to stay a private matter for very long. Luke chapter 8, verse 17. Luke chapter 8, verse 17. It says the same thing. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. There just aren't going to be any secrets. If you've been indulging in something that is unrighteousness, it's going to come to the surface. You know, my grandmother used to have this saying that it all comes out in the wash. Well, Jesus is guaranteeing us that neither anything hid. It's not going to be hidden. They can't cover it up forever. They can't pretend it didn't happen forever. That shall not be known and come abroad. Every single thing is going to surface and speak. It's going to speak and announce what actually took place. So no matter how people attempt to cover up and hide things, they're not going to get away with it. And Luke 12:2 guarantees us that as well, that it's all going to be known. Nobody's going to get away with anything. No one. You know, saints, we must recapture our love for the truth. Some of us have gotten into this place that we want only the truth that's convenient at the moment. But that's not what God calls us to. He calls us to the truth, the whole truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So you see, if we're going to walk with the Lord, truth is a mainstay. Truth is a foundation. We must have truth in every aspect and area of our lives. And at some point, we should go before the Lord and pray and ask Him to reveal truth in our own personal lives where things have been hidden or covered up. Some things are things from the past that people didn't want us to know, even family members. But the Lord will show us what we need to know. He won't keep the lie going. Amen? He won't. You see, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 30, it says, "And also of your own selves shall men arise." People are going to come from out of the body of Christ, out of the ranks of churches, and speak perverse things. And what are they trying to do? Draw people to themselves to start their own little group. But they're not going to do it speaking truth. They're going to speak perverse or twisted things. You know, Leviathan likes to do that serpent. He likes to twist things so that things are perverted and things are not clear. You know, have you ever been in a group of people and you were talking, and then somewhere near the end of the conversation, one person says, "Well, what you said was such and such and such, but that was not what you said." And so you repeat what you actually did say. And you wonder how it is, if they're standing right next to you, that you could say it so clearly and so distinctly, And they have it twisted by the time they give it back to you. Because Leviathan is at work. That's why. That's what he does. So, the Lord wants us to be aware that even people in our own ranks are speaking perverse and distorted things. That's right. Everyone is not walking with the mind of Christ. You have to choose to obey the scriptures in that area. So we have to be careful, and we have to be discerning, and we have to inspect, you see. The Lord is saying to beware and to be alert, and to remember from Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. It was talking about the Christians in Thessalonica and those in Berea. And it says of the saints that were in Berea, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. You see, they just didn't take it at face value. They did some research to see if they were still on point, to see that they were walking in the truth. It was important to them. How do you know? Because they searched and they did it daily. They were diligent about it. They were vigilant. And that's what the Lord wants from his people. You see, the saints in Berea were preferred to those in Thessalonica because they received truth with a ready mind, a mind ready to receive truth. Everyone's mind is not open to truth. Most people's minds are open to what they think they want to hear. But everyone's mind is not open to truth. So, what do you do when you discover that you're not completely open to truth? You go to the Lord and you ask him to deal with you in those areas and to bring you out and to deliver you so that you can receive his truth and walk in his truth and believe in his truth and prosper because his truth is in you and because you act on it, you see. That's what happened in Thessalonica. They had a ready mind. And they were not lazy Christians. No, they were diligent. They did research to determine that what they heard was truth and that they were not being led astray. Now, everyone is busy all the time, regardless of which society you live in. Everyone has things to do. But we have to pay attention, and we must do some research to ensure that we're not being led astray. Well, does not the word apply to every area of living? Yes, it does. The word of God applies to every area of living. Are we still seeking the Lord to be led into truth, even in secular affairs? Well, I don't know. You'll have to answer that for yourself. Are you seeking the Lord to know, Lord, is this the truth that I have learned? When it comes to secular affairs, I turned on the news and they said such and such and such. Is that really the truth? Are we doing that? Or are we just sitting there like sponges soaking up whatever is given to us, whatever's dished out to us? That's very dangerous because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And a little lie mixed in with some facts makes it a lie. Why? Because once you pour the lie in, you can't unstir it. Just like when you put cream in coffee. You can't go back and take the cream out. Well, once it all gets stirred in there together, if it's a lie in there, the whole thing is a lie. So, it behooves us to want to be more discerning, more alert, more vigilant, so that we don't ingest lies. Lies have a tendency to deceive us and to have us disillusioned and our thoughts distorted, to welcome in confusion and every evil work. We can't have that. We have to be ready to answer to the Lord regardless of what the situation is. He's Lord of all, you see. So, saints, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what our bodies are. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So, since our bodies are to be inhabited by the Spirit of truth, we have to keep truth. We can't just let it fly by. We can't receive lies. We can't receive propaganda. We have to have truth to live by. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Whether it's truth about the weather, whether it's truth about an election, whether it's truth about Congress or the Supreme Court or a law or about what you're having for dinner, he will guide you into all truth. But you have to be willing to follow him. You have to be willing to walk in the Spirit and not yield to the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh. Yes, to be, you know, lackadaisical. And just sit there and swallow whatever comes across the computer or across the television or wherever you get your news. But God is saying to pay attention to him. Because some of that is the truth and some of it is not. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And on top of it all, he will show you things to come. You won't be waiting on them to tell you. You'll know about it before it happens. Because God doesn't like for his children to walk in darkness. He says that in Scripture, that if we follow him, we will not walk in darkness. He's the light of our lives. He's going to keep us walking in the light if we choose to follow him, you see? So in John chapter 14, beginning with verse 16, we have here a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ, who cannot lie. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you how long? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Till the end of the election season? No, forever. Forever. Even the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive. They do not have the Spirit of truth. So you cannot believe everything they say. They don't have truth to begin with, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit is in you if you're a believer. You've received him. Well, then walk in the truth. He's there to lead you. Do follow. Amen. It's important. The Father does not want us to be lost in the sea of Satan's lies. Satan is the father of every lie. His work is to deceive, because truth shows him up to be what he really is, a deceiver. In Titus chapter 1, verse 9, Titus chapter 1, verse 9, holding fast, steadfastly, the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Gainsayers? Yes. Gainsayers are those who contradict the truth. That's who they are. They are rebellious to truth. They boast with no sound foundation. They are pretenders of truth. They pour forth distortions of truth. They overthrow those who are seeking truth. They are greedy of money and covetous. That makes them idolaters, ripe for judgment. They are, in essence, liars. Why? Because they don't have the truth, yet they're presenting things to you as though it were the truth. They are dedicated to false narratives. They are like Cain and Balaam and Kore. They give hard speeches against the righteous. They speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage, you see. They are end time mockers who are motivated by their own ungodly lust. They wholeheartedly reject truth. They are hypocrites, even in their own circles. Their minds are defiled, and their conscience is not pure. So, in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 3, the Bible says, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you to observe, that observe and do, but do ye not after their works, for they say and do not." Be careful whose words you're trusting. Be very, very careful whose words you're trusting. In fact, there are even those who will allude to the scriptures in their presentation, but they're not even saved. They have not been born again. They're just going to use the scriptures to get your attention, so hopefully you'll think they're a Christian and then follow whatever they say. Not so. We have an unction from the Holy One, the Bible says, and we know all things. Amen? It's the truth. We are to operate in the discerning of spirits. We're supposed to understand if they're moving by God's Spirit or not. We are to carefully examine information that is given to us. That's right. We must. Because you know, to tell you the truth, even family members will deceive you. And it's so, they will. They're human, many of them unsaved, and they will do that. Amen? In Psalm 51 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. God wants truth in our inner man. His truth. Truth way down in our knower. We can't operate any other way. The kingdom of God uses truth, not lies. And we're partakers of the kingdom. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, beginning with verse 19, John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why is that? Because their deeds were evil. It does not say because their deeds were bad. No. Because they were evil. There is a difference. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. And hateth is the word that God uses. He doesn't say ignoreth the light. He says hateth the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, may be put on full display, that they are wrought or fashioned in God. There. That's why you have the split. Don't forget that there are tares yet among the wheat. When the Lord gave that parable, he intended for us to understand that everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter the kingdom of God. And that there are deceivers even in our midst. Amen? In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Don't let that happen to you, saints. Don't turn away your ears from the truth. Because when you reject truth, there's nothing to receive but a lie. There's nothing else to be had. So whatever you do, find out what the truth is and receive it. Sometimes truth is hard to receive. But we must learn to accept it. Why? Because it is the truth. That's why. No matter how painful or disruptive it may be, when it's the truth, it's the truth. And that's what you can bank on. Truth. Not deception, not opinions, just truth. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, around verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why do you have deceivableness of unrighteousness in them? Because they receive not the love of the truth. You see, we have to develop, as we mature in Christ, a love for the truth, no matter what it cost us. They received not the love of the truth because they didn't want to be saved. Well, guess what? They don't really want to receive the truth on anything else either. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. They don't want the truth, so he's going to send them the delusion they want, that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's a judgment. That is a judgment. So, saints, it's very, very important to the Lord for us to develop a love for the truth. Why? That we may be saved and remain saved. Because those that reject truth get strong delusion. they're going to suck in the lie. And the bigger the lies get as we go closer to the end, the more they're going to suck it in. And they're going to be damned. That's what the Lord is saying. Because they chose not to believe the truth. They rejected the truth. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to be exposed to it. But instead, they had pleasure in unrighteous living. You see, we have to make the right choices all the time. If in doubt, saints, ask the Lord. He says, if any man lacks wisdom, to ask him. He gives it to you liberally, and he doesn't upbraid you for asking. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because if you're going back and forth, you shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. You got to wait for God to open it up to you, saints, and he will. In Psalm 33, verse 4, the Bible says, the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. News sources, saints, are just that. They're sources. Even trusted sources must be examined. We cannot be gullible, because we are accountable to the Lord for what we believe. We are. Remember that time in the book of Joshua, I think it's back in chapter 9, where the people of the area gathered themselves together and they were going to fight with Joshua and Israel. And the inhabitants of the area heard about what Joshua had done at Jericho and other cities. And so they went into this deception thing. They came up with a scheme. And their scheme was to pretend that they were ambassadors. They took old sacks and old wine bottles and old this and all that, old shoes, old clothes, and dry, crusty, moldy bread, and they went to see Joshua at Gilgal. And then they made up this humongous lie. They told them that they came from a far country, and they wanted to make a league with them. And Joshua asked them about it, and then they lied some more. And they said they came from a far country because of the name of the Lord God, and we heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, and on and on and on and on. You know, they had their little story. And this bread we took hot out of our provision when, you know, out of the house when we came. But now look, it's dry and moldy. No, it was dry and moldy when they put it in the sacks to begin with. And these bottles of wine, which we filled, they were new, but now they're torn apart. And these are clothes. It's been such a long journey. The whole thing was a lie and a pretense. And the men took of their victuals and asked not. This is the thing. And ask not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. So Joshua and those made peace with them. They made a league with them to let them live. However, in a few days, 3 to be exact, after they'd made the agreement, they heard that they were neighbors and that they dwelt among them. So now, saints, the devil is out to deceive. He doesn't care how he does it, as long as he gets it done. So let us be more mindful and more alert and ask the Lord, and don't accept everything and everyone at face value. Amen? Let's be smart about it. Amen. God bless you.
What a powerful word tonight. We're live with Dr. Sabrina Sessions. Dr. Sabrina, before we close, I want you to give out your contact information. How do people reach you? And how can they support the ministry?
Well, you may reach us at www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And we are excuse me, live on the internet. We have a live broadcast every Wednesday night, every Friday night, and every Sunday afternoon. On Wednesdays and Fridays, it's at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. And if you are not able to listen to us at that time, all of our broadcasts can be recast, all of them. Even all the way back to where we began when Dr. Pat was teaching, all of our broadcasts can be recast, and they're all on our website at MiracleInternetChurch.com. We also combine the internet, our internet congregation and our local congregation on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the States. So you can listen to us at any time you desire because all of our broadcasts can be recasted. And we have on our webpage, www.miracleinternetchurch.com, we have a place where it says giving right across the banner. You can pull it up on your phone, and across the top, you'll see three white lines on a black background. That's your link. Tap that link, and it opens all the other links to you. We have PayPal, so you're welcome to use PayPal. And then our link that talks about giving, if you choose to mail it in, it tells you exactly how to do that in gold lettering. Amen? So we encourage you to join us. We also do deliverance every service Wednesday and Friday. If that is your need, please seek the Lord and call in at our guest call-in number. It will be on the screen. And seek the deliverance that you need. If you have questions, you can write me, send me an email at gproom@outlook.com. So we are here as a part of the body of Christ doing the work that the Lord has called us to do. And we hope that you will be able to join us and partake of the graciousness of the Lord and his legacy of love through Miracle Internet Church. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Sabrina, we love and appreciate you. Great word tonight. And we'll see you again real soon.
God bless.
God bless you.